And still the left back Whitehouse charging forward. Finds Tom Winters, who's made the overlap. Tries to get round Steve Mallory. Puts a decent ball in. And that's in the back of the net for Oxford City. They've found themselves a goal. Mike Simmons, I think, the big number nine. It was a good cross into the box from Tom Winters. Met by the head of Mike Simmons, who was completely unmarked. And he's just put that just out of reach of John Lance Hams. And Bradford Park Avenue behind. Bradford Park Avenue nil, Oxford City one.
Well, just as Park Avenue were turning the screw, Oxford came forward on a counter-attack. A magnificent cross coming in from the right-hand side from Winters. And there was Simmons, who pulled away from Knowles with a free header, beating Lamb at his far post.
Played the ball across to Winters, and Winters has slotted that in with his left foot. Easy as you like for Oxford City. Bradford Park Avenue already in this game in all kinds of trouble. They're 2-0 down.
Well, once again, Park Avenue stung by another counter-attack from the visitors. Simmons breaking beyond the back line of defence and putting a great cross for Winters, who allowed the ball to run across his body before burying it with his right foot.
Nathan Hott does well to try and get round Callum McNish. He can't find the simple pass, though. And Adam Clayton has come in with a challenge. He's gone to ground. The Oxford City man's gone down. And Adam Clayton has been sent off. Bradford Park Avenue are down to 10 men.
Do you know, I don't think it warranted a straight red.
His
studs were up, his foot was raised off the ground, but he was clearly going for the ball. I thought he won the ball, to be honest.
Yeah.
And caught the player with his trailing leg.
Darren Pond will bring this ball forward. He's played a great ball into Tom Winters. His touch has let him down at the first attempt. Pulls the ball back across goal, though. There's plenty of shirts there, and that's gone in. Oxford City have found a third goal.
I think it was Simmons with the near post header.
As Louis Swain tries to bring this ball down on the left-hand side, can he pull the ball back across goal? Nicky Boschel is in, and it's gone into the back of the net. Mark Scott beaten at his near post. Nicky Boschel was with the finish. Good left-footed strike. Some good work from Louis Swain, the Bradford City loanee in the build-up. Park Avenue have got a lifeline back into this game. It's Bradford Park Avenue 1, Oxford City 3.
Great strike from Boschel at the near post with his left foot. Smacked it past the keeper. Great play from Swain.
The run coming in from Alex Davidson. He's so close, should have really met that. Ball comes back across to Davidson at the far side, and it's going. Davidson has got the second goal for Bradford Park Avenue at the second attempt. He missed his run the first time. The ball came back across goal to Davidson at the back stick. Hit it left-footed through the goalkeeper, Mark Scott. He'll be disappointed with that. But Bradford Park Avenue won't care. They've got a second goal in this game. Bradford Park Avenue 2, Oxford City 3.
Oh, Davidson. Well, we were just talking about him a few moments ago, about him trying to get more involved into the game. He missed that run coming into the box when the ball came in from the left-hand side. But then Park Avenue atoned for that. The ball came in again, and there was Davidson at the back post to ram it through the keeper and into the net.
We've played 88 minutes here. The corner comes in. It's Bradford Park Avenue a level.
I think it's Mallory.
It is the new man. Mallory has found an equaliser for Bradford Park Avenue. It was a great ball whipped in from the corner flag with just 2 minutes to go. Mallory gets on the end of it, puts it past Mark Scott, helpless in the Oxford City goal. And Bradford Park Avenue, against all the odds at half-time, 3-0 down, have found a way back. And it is 3-3 here at the Horsfall Stadium.
Well, I didn't see that coming. Well done, Park Avenue. 3-3. Mallory, brave as a lion, ahead of the keeper, just nodding it into the net.
Ball comes long towards Steve Mallory at the back. And the referee has blown the whistle. He's called time on a fantastic game of football, it has to be said. Bradford Park Avenue, 3-0 down at half-time, down to 10 men, against all the odds, have pulled it back here in the second half. Three second-half goals have got the point for them. It's finished here at the Horsfall Stadium. Bradford Park Avenue 3, Oxford City 3.